From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump and an Iranian foreign ministry official both say a deal has been reached to end the Iran war. President Lee Jae-myung meets with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican to discuss peace and solidarity around the world and seek support for peace efforts on the Korean Peninsula. And a protest over Election Day ballot paper shortages continues for the 11th day. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. After 3.5 months, the Iran war may soon come to an end. U.S. President Donald Trump and an Iranian foreign ministry official both say a deal has been reached to end the conflict. They confirmed that an official signing ceremony will take place on Friday in Switzerland. Rosenbach has this report.
U.S. President Donald Trump says an agreement to end the war with Iran is now complete and that he's authorized an end to the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said on social media Sunday that the opening of the strait would take place upon the signing of the deal on Friday for purposes of mine removal.
I think it's a big moment for the United States of America.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance addressed the deal in an interview with Fox News, hailing it as a big moment for the United States that would eliminate Iran's nuclear threat.
If Iran delivers on their promise, and so there's an approach here where we verify and where there are real benefits so long as Iran meets their end of the obligation. But if the Iranians comply with his deal, it is going to fundamentally transform the Middle East for the next 50 years. It's going
to... Iranian state media, citing Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Gharibabadi, reported that war and military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon, will be permanently terminated as part of the deal, which will be formally signed with the U.S. in Geneva on Friday. The Iranian official said a final round of negotiations will take place over a 60-day period after Tehran verifies that Washington has fulfilled its commitments under the deal, including ending hostilities, lifting the blockade, and releasing Iranian assets. These promises, however, were noticeably absent from Trump's announcement. Against this backdrop, Trump posted a photo over the weekend of himself and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un taken during their first summit 8 years ago, fueling speculation that North Korea will be the next diplomatic issue he attempts to tackle after resolving matters with Iran. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung met with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican on Monday. The South Korean leader, who is currently on a visit to the Vatican as part of his European tour, is expected to affirm his commitment to peace and solidarity around the world and request the Holy See's interest in and support for efforts to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. In a speech during a special mass at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome on Sunday, he expressed hope of establishing a virtuous cycle in which peace on the peninsula contributes toward global peace, which in turn reinforces peace on the peninsula. Referring to the joint statement the two Koreas adopted after a leader summit in 2000 and the family reunions and humanitarian cooperation that followed, he called the statement a historic turning point and said he firmly believes an ember of hope remains alive. The South Korean leader then pledged to continue efforts to ease inter-Korean tensions, prevent accidental clashes, and restore military trust between the two sides. Protesters angry about the Election Day ballot shortages at 26 polling stations continued their rally for the 11th day Monday. They are demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections, saying their fairness was compromised. KBS has checked out the protests. Baek Ji-yeon has more.
Protesters gathered around the handball stadium in Seoul's Songpa District calling for a rerun of the June 3rd local elections. Some of the protesters told KBS it is nonsense that they ran out of ballot papers.
This problem is that the government or the opposition can't do anything.
First of all, regardless of the government, ruling or opposition parties, we have learned that voting is the most important thing in a democracy. So if a problem arises regarding voting, I believe we must resolve that issue first before moving on to the next one.
Oh, 무조건 I think that a re-election must be held unconditionally, and I believe the National Election Commission should be disbanded. I believe this atmosphere should not fade away, and so I would like to continue participating whenever I have the time.
Police estimate that 10,000 people were part of the rally as of 7 p.m. Sunday. The protests entered its 11th day on Monday with around 200 protesters still outside the Hanbol Stadium, which was used as a ballot counting center for the elections. During the nationwide local elections on June 3rd, at least 26 polling stations ran completely out of ballot papers. Voting hours had to be extended by nearly 6 hours until around midnight. Some voters gave up and returned home, while others were still waiting in line as television networks began broadcasting exit poll results and real-time vote tallies, prompting concerns that the voting in the affected locations was compromised. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Defense Minister An Kyu-baek says South Korea and the United States are expected to propose a target year for the transfer of wartime operational control, or OPCON, to their presidents by the end of this year. Appearing on a KBS program Sunday, Han said the two sides plan to discuss verification of full operational capability at the Security Consultative Meeting in November. After that, they will submit recommendations to the presidents of both countries, who would ultimately decide the target year for the transfer. His remarks suggest a target year could be finalized and presented before year's end, as the Lee Jae-myung administration seeks to complete the transition before Lee's term ends in 2030. Han expressed confidence that South Korea's security will remain stable even if wartime operational control were transferred immediately. While acknowledging that Seoul and Washington may differ on the timing, he said the allies are working closely to narrow those gaps. Labor groups have demanded a 16.3% increase in the statutory minimum wage for next year to 12,000 won, or around $7.93 per hour. The country's two umbrella unions, the Federation of Korean Trade Unions and the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, announced a proposed increase from the current 10,321 per hour at a press conference in Seoul on Monday. The labor groups point out that the average rate of increase over the past 3 years, 2.37%, hasn't kept pace with inflation, which averaged 2.66% in the same time frame. The Tripartite Minimum Wage Commission, which comprises representatives of labor, business, and the public interest, has begun discussions on next year's minimum wage, and the business side has yet to make its proposal. The commission is obligated to submit a wage proposal to the labor minister by the end of this month, but it has only met the deadline 9 times since the system was adopted in 1988. New malware targeting South Korean PC users has been discovered in emails impersonating Microsoft's security team. Cybersecurity company Genience warned on Monday of a spear phishing campaign using fake Microsoft security notices about repeated generation of one-time passcodes to induce anxiety regarding account takeovers and trick users into downloading malicious email attachments. The company identified the malware as Nawaret, a remote access Trojan linked to the North Korean hacking group APT-37. Once installed, the attacker can remotely control various functions on the victim's PC, including file uploads, downloads, microphone recording, and keystroke logging. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index spiked 422.36 points, or 5.2% on Monday, to close at 8,545.98. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.